Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up before May 14th, you're going to get the following: a magic morning journal, which is going to help you every day to set your energy in the right way, daily prompts. Plus, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me, and you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyheller.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there, see what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Let your color shine. Let your color shine. Come on and let your color shine. Let your color shine. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. I want to read you something that I posted on Instagram the other day, and it says, enough. You have what it takes. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are capable enough. You are worthy enough. It's time to stop thinking otherwise and start believing in yourself, because no one else has the dreams that you have. No one else sees the world exactly like you do. No one else holds the same magic inside. It's time to start believing in the power of your dreams, my lovely friends. Not next year, not next month, not tomorrow, but now, because you are ready. And that was written by Walk the Earth, and it is so true. And my friend Susie Moore said to me yesterday that confidence, it's really about having the courage to be uncomfortable. And so it's not about waiting for someone to call you and let you know that you're given the permission. It's about just saying, I am needed in this world, and I came here on an assignment. Even if what I have to say can help one person, even if what I have to make can help one person, I'm going in today, and we need you. So to help you with that, I have a really good episode for you today. Stephanie Gass is here. As you guys know, I do a membership community called the Arrive Membership, which you guys should come and join us, because our next awesome guest is going to be Mrs. Jill Stanton. And it's a fantastic way for you to start getting involved with me and my coaching. And you can sign up and you can go to kathyheller.com/arrive community and you can be a part of it. But right now we're going to dive into today's session. So Stephanie Gass came in as our guest expert last month, and she talked about her step-by-step process to get clarity on your thing and how to monetize it. And she really really brings the fire. Stephanie is a clarity coach. She also teaches people how to start their own podcast. She also hosts the Mompreneur Mastermind show, and she is one of my favorite people. She always brings such a spark of joy. And if you haven't heard her first time that she was on this podcast, you can go back and check out her first episode because it was incredible. And there's lots of tips there on how to build an online business and create content. She teaches from such a soul-driven, heart-centered place. So you can go listen to that as well. And if you want to sit in on these type of sessions and you want to be there live and you want to be able to ask the guest experts questions directly, come join the Arrive membership because it's fantastic. And every single month we have guest experts coming in, as well as I do a coaching session and there's some Q&A time. There's also digital workbooks we give you every month. So if you want to join, you can go to kathyheller.com/arrive community. I would love to see you guys in there. All right, now let's dive into this incredible session we did with Stephanie Gass. Take a listen.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to be here. This was such a blessing. I'm so here for it. When Kathy asked me and we talked about like, what would I speak on? And I heard this concept of people are so stuck in what they're meant to do. Like, what's my thing? And I'm like, yes, that's like my favorite thing to do. Like, I coach people. This is what I do. It's clarity coaching all day. And so I'm just going to gift you guys everything I have in my heart right now to bring you that clarity. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's do it. So yes. If you've got a four-step process, if you are hopefully not driving, you're probably not, get a pen, get a paper. You can type in your notes in your phone, whatever works for you. And Stephanie, we'll go through the parts of this because you have a process. And then I'll chime in if I feel like I want some clarity on what it is that you're talking about. But I'm just going to let you roll with it. So let's begin.
Cool. So where we're going to start right now is for those of you that are going, I just need some help. Like, help me help myself. I think we have to have this conversation because every single one of you was born, I believe, truly with this spiritual gift, this thing inside of you that is so simple for you. Sometimes you miss it. And then we get stuck in the job or the education or mom or dad said I have to be this or whatever that thing is. And we feel like it's too late. It's too late to chase after the thing. Or is it really that thing? And we get all kinds of crazy in our head and we let the thoughts stop us from leaping on the dream or on the calling or on the passion thing, whatever you guys want to call it. It's what you were created to do. And I would say, you know, 9 out of 10 people, Kathy, they're going, I don't know what that thing is. And they get on a clarity call with me. And in 1 hour, they go, oh my gosh, it's been here all along. I've always known it. I just couldn't see it. They've always felt it, but they never let it come out because they've been so afraid of what happens when it comes out. When you guys step into your purpose, you have to be honest about that. What does that look like? Are you going to leave the job? Maybe. Are you going to fail before you flourish? Probably. Are you going to have flops? Are you going to question if you are qualified? 100%. But it's your assignment here. And so it's your responsibility to do it, even when it doesn't make sense. So for those of you who are like, okay, well, that sounds exciting. I want to do my assignment work. How do I see it? Let's go through that today.
I want to say something before you dive in. For those of you, and there's a lot of you who are like, thank you. Yes, I need clarity. And then there's a few people who are like, I have the clarity, need to know how to monetize it. I want you to know why you need to stay here today. Because part of the process that Stephanie is going to pour into you is what's the clarity you need that your client needs. What's your promise? Right? Like, it's not enough. If you want to monetize what you're doing, it is not enough to say, I like flowers. That's my thing. I coach. That's my thing. I'm into fitness. That's my thing. That's not the thing. It needs to be very clear, very specific. Like, Kathy Heller and Stephanie Gass are similar, right? You could say they're moms, they're women, like in the span of 8 billion people, we put them in the same, like on the continuum of like colors on the light frequency. But we are not, right? Because we are specific and different. And you could say, well, Stephanie lives in New Mexico and she's got that kind of vibe going on, you know, and she's this and she's that, and she has all boys, Kathy has all girls, and she's more like this, right? What is the clarity on your offer and what's the promise of your offer? So if you thought for a second,
I don't need this right now because I really have it all figured out. You need this right now because Stephanie's all about helping you make the money doing what you're doing. And so I just want you to be really clear. Stay with us because part of this process is making sure that that clarity is really very specifically what is your thing and not just like generally so that you can actually start making money. Stephanie, I'm sending it back to you.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. And you're so right. And we're going to talk about promise and messaging because that comes second to once we do this discovery work. So let's talk about what could be your thing. What I want you guys that are stuck here to do is I want you to get out a sheet of paper. I want you to draw a line down the middle, just like this. Okay. You're going to draw a line down the middle of your paper. On the left side, you're going to write, title it passions, passions. On the right side of your paper, you're going to write down skill set / giftings, your spiritual giftings or your skill set. Those are what you're going to title your two columns. And this is how we just brain dump, because the problem is your limiting beliefs about yourself is keeping you from this clarity piece. So let's just take it elementary right now. Let's get the crap out of our body onto paper. Let's prioritize it so we can discover what that clarity is. And then I'll give you guys some live examples. So on the left hand, I want you to write down, what are your passions? Like, what are the things that you, Kathy, do this. I want to see what we come up with for you too.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, on the left side, what are your passions? Like, what are the things that make you who you are? You wake up, you're lit up, you're on fire about these things, these specific things in your life, and you're passionate about them. Let it flow, you guys. Don't overthink this. This is not an overthinking exercise. This is, what am I passionate about? You know, so for me, I'm thinking about, okay, I'm passionate about my faith. I'm passionate about my clients and my students and getting them clarity and transformation. I'm passionate about my family, right? These are passion things. Go ahead and write those things down. Once you guys have 3 to 5 things in that bucket, I then want you to come to the other side of the paper. And this is going to be your skill set and your giftings. So this is more of the tactical stuff, right? What are you good at, great at? You guys have heard zone of genius. Fine, go there. Write all of those things down. For example, I'm really great at clarity coaching, right? I'm really great at speaking, teaching, leading. Those are things. Maybe you're really great at cooking. It's a tactical thing. Are you great at leadership? Are you great at confidence building, video marketing, graphic design? Like, what's your skill set? And just go crazy here. Whatever comes out, flow. Write them down. We're looking for at least 3. So Kath, what did you come up with on passions and skill sets?
Okay, this is so cute because the first thing I wrote under passion is people. Like, yes. I love people. I'm such a people person. People are always like, I'm a dog person. I'm like, I'm a human. I like humans. And then I wrote enthusiasm. Like, I'm passionate about being enthusiastic. That, like, I want to live in that state every day. Life. I'm passionate about life. I'm passionate about growth and God.
Yes.
Oh, I also wrote celebration. Like, I want to celebrate. I live for celebrating. I don't want to save the balloons for the birthday. I want to have them on Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, so you. Okay. Give me some of your skill sets and your giftings.
Speaking, giving other people energy. Confidence building, because you said that and I stole it.
Yes, yes. Okay, so when you guys hear that, you guys, Kathy Heller, you're following her podcast. She has the guests that make you faint on the floor, die dead, like you can't believe it, right? She's running this incredible business. She's helping all of you, hundreds and hundreds of people at a time. Like, all of you looking at Kathy are going, Kathy made it. Okay, well, guess what? Why is Kathy in this space? Because when she writes these things on the paper, she's walking in her purpose. When you look at this, Kathy, and you take your top 3 passions, right? Like people and being enthusiastic and celebrating life and helping people to have growth and transformation. It's what you do on a daily basis. Then when you look at what you're doing with your passions, you are speaking, you have a literal top podcast, you're transferring energy and you're building confidence in your coaching programs. Everything you do and are is right here on this piece of paper.
You're so sweet.
But I'm so serious.
I feel so good. That's so nice.
I'm like, yay.
I'm like, you, no one picks me out of the crowd to do an assignment.
There you go. So you guys, it's this simple. So go to your paper and look at this. I want you to put the stars by the top 3 things in each column. And then I want you to ask yourself, am I doing this? Am I channeling the passions that are instilled in me since birth? Am I then applying the skill sets to them? And let me give you guys another visual example, because some of you are thinking, okay, I need a visual to really plug this together. So let's say on the passion side, we have, okay, I'm passionate about motherhood, and this is just whatever, clean eating and family fitness. Let's say you wrote those three things down. Then on the other side, you wrote, I am great at teaching, training, patience, confidence building, and video marketing. And you're looking at that going, what do I do with this, Steph? How do I plug this together? So number one is discovery. You're doing the discovery. The next thing we need to do is put these things together, which is number two, and create the common denominator, create the actual brand. Of all of these pieces, there's one cohesive thing or things that you teach to one specific avatar, which we'll talk about in a minute when we get into messaging. For those of you that know what you're doing, but you want a 10X, you want to make more profit, it's all about the messaging and the service. So for this girl who has motherhood, clean eating, family fitness, and she teaches and trains and does video marketing, I came up with, okay, maybe her brand can be Mama Goes Healthy or Family Fitness Project or Mom Comes Clean. I thought that was kind of a fun play on words. Yeah. So this mom, when you're looking at this, you're like, oh my gosh, I could have an entire brand on family fitness, right? She can do clean eating blogging. She can do family fitness, incorporating your kids into fitness. She could have little videos. She could have an e-course on clean eating for kids if she wanted to. She can have a podcast or a YouTube channel, all from this. And then what is she doing? Walking in her purpose. She's helping moms do exactly what she's passionate about. She's gifted at teaching, training, and doing video marketing. So she should probably do YouTube, right? Because she loves video marketing. You now have your thing. Like, it's that simple. Now here, pause here for a second. When we have a thing, it doesn't mean it's the forever thing, right, Kath? Like, you always say, you guys try. Just try something, see what happens. Well, you have to be open to the evolution, right? Be open to the evolution of your thing, because sometimes you'll start here. Maybe she starts with the family fitness project, and then she recognizes that she has this additional passion for teaching other moms to whatever, start fitness businesses. It can pivot and mold and evolve over time, and it will, but you got to start here.
It's so great. And I just love listening to you talk. It's just the best. One of the questions that's coming up is, I lost my passion, or I don't know what mine are, or I got nothing. What is that? Like, I don't even know if it's worth saying why we lose it, but let's say we're there and we just don't feel like we can write anything. So how do we come back home to that if we've stopped practicing feeling into that?
Something that I like to recommend is the three P's. If you're stuck, and you can't get there, and you're like, ugh, like, and sometimes we're afraid to look at ourselves that deeply. We have to be willing to look at ourselves in the mirror and to say, like, who are you at the root of everything?
Yes.
Like, who did God create you to be, and not hide from the glorious gifting that you are? Like, you are literally a miracle. Let's just have a minute, okay? You are literally a miracle here on earth right now. You. With whatever your thing is, your heart is, whatever that gift is, it's in there. You are just afraid of it. And you think maybe you're not good enough to bring it out, but that's a lie, because you were created with it. And so if you are afraid to look at yourself in the mirror, you have to push past that fear, and you have to be willing to tap into that inner confidence so that you can be the gift. You can be the ripple. And there is no such thing as a ripple that is too small. There is no such thing as, well, somebody's already doing this or doing that. None of that is truth. All of that is a lie. You, in your messy, in your imperfect, in your weird, in your awkward, in your whatever you are enough. So there's that first off, because maybe you're just afraid of letting yourself step into your purpose, okay? But if you are like, okay, I'm feeling this, I really want that for myself, the three P's are what I recommend. The first one is pause. Pause. How many of you are hiding behind this, your phone? You're hiding behind social media. You're hiding behind busy. You're hiding behind whoever in your, well, my kids need me. Well, my husband needs me, or my wife needs me, or my job needs me. I got to work 60 hours. This is how we pay the bills. How many excuses are you hiding behind in order to hide from hearing the truth about yourself and what you're meant to do? If we don't get quiet here in our heart and here in our mind, we can't receive the downloads and whatever that means for you, right? God, universe, your thing, whatever spirit, like what is that pause that you need to desperately take? Quiet the noise so you can hear. I have to get off social every weekend. I have to delete the apps because I can't hear. I can't hear that Holy Spirit for me intervention and the guidance that I desperately seek in my life and business unless I stop being busy. So pause is number one. Can you guys clear the calendar for 2 days? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Think, be clear, just journal, pray, look at yourself in the mirror, have some hard discussions with yourself, okay? So that's the first one. Number two is pray. That one's for me. Maybe you're not a praying person. Maybe that's meditate for you. It's really getting linked up and synced up with your higher power. Because again, when I let God lead me in my choices and I let God use my voice and my move my feet and be my spirit, I can do his work here. I can be that vessel of light for others. And so can you guys. And so pray over that. What is my thing? Like, help me get there. And prayer is a practice, you know, if you're open to that. And it takes time and it starts with just asking the question, what was I created for? You know, show me, lead me, help me. And prayer helps me a lot. So that's the second P. And the third P is poll, P-O-L-L, poll. Poll the people that know you the best. Because a lot of this has been inner work. And you're like, oh, I can't talk to myself, Stephanie, anymore. I'm tired of me. Well, then go to the five people that love you the most, the positive people in your life, okay? The five people that are like great people that you surround yourself with and ask them these questions. Hey, what do you think I'm good at? What do you think I'm gifted at? What do you come to me for? What do you trust me with when we have these friendly conversations? Or go to your spouse and be like, hey, I'm doing this awkward thing. It's homework for this thing. Don't worry about it. Just answer me these quick questions. What am I great at? What do you think my giftings are? They will tell you. They can see it in you. Sometimes we just can't see it in ourselves. So pause, pray, and pull people and see what comes through and write it down.
That's so good. I think the whole idea here is like, can you just have the courage to let this wash over you? And maybe can like one inch crack open and like a little light comes through. Like that's what we're hoping, right? And like, maybe that leads to a lot. Like for instance, this just came to me just now, but like Steve Jobs, right? He started by taking a calligraphy class. And I don't know, do you know that, Stephanie? And he was like so engrossed in like this. And then he was like, oh, I love calligraphy. So he took a font class, a class in like looking at fonts. And he was obsessed with different typesets. And he went to his friend and he was like, I love beauty. And I wonder if since everyone's into like making these like useful machines, like what about making a beautiful machine? And the question he asked was so different than the other questions. Everyone was like, how do I make the fastest thing? And he says, when he made the first Mac, he wanted it to smile at you. He wanted that you're literally in love with it. Like it's your friend. And you guys, they've done studies on the iPhone. They find that the same part of your brain that lights up when you're in love with someone lights up with your iPhone.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. How terrifying. Like
that's terrifying.
We are all in love with our iPhone. We are. We're like, where is it? Where did it go? Right? People sleep with it. Like they're in love with it. Right? And they found that while people are addicted, just like we are with iPhone, people who have Android phones are not, it doesn't light up the same because the beauty part of it isn't there. Oh my God, you guys, it started with like, let me just look at some typefaces. Like what Stephanie is saying is the road of all the rewards and riches is for the brave souls who just go, what's that? Where is that? So I think that this idea of trusting these little kernels is so important. And I also think the thing that Stephanie said earlier, which I don't think everybody heard, is that it can be so obvious to you that you just don't even see it. And so I think that the things that we're so natural at, I heard Tony Robbins say once that we all know for certain, we're so clear on what our gifts are, but two things, two big lies we tell ourselves. There's no possible way I would ever make money doing that. Mm-hmm. And I am not as good as that as anyone thinks I am, so I'm not worthy of it. And because those two lies, we believe them with all our soul and all our might, we don't entertain that thought. We don't even hear it. Like, my husband is the funniest person I know. He's a lawyer. And he retired because I got to do some really cool things, and he got had the opportunity to then retire. And everyone's like, what are you going to do now? And he's like, look for a law job. And I'm like, but Kathy's doing so well. You have this choice. What, shouldn't you just do stand up? And he's like, why would I ever do that? Like, because that's all you do, by the way. Like, when she's doing her like mission driven stuff, we're all out to dinner. You're just like joke, joke, joke. And yeah. Everyone's laughing. Everyone's laughing. He's like, I don't even think that's a thing for me. And we're like, you idiot. Like, that's like, what you do.
That's who you are. It's the best.
That's how everyone describes him, yes. But he does not appreciate it or see it. So I hope that you guys can just like, just sit back right now, like take the pressure off, like relax and just start to like receive it and just see if like around the corner, maybe a little clue is coming. Back to you, Stephanie.
Yeah, I love all of that. And let me, so here's what happened with me. If this helps any of you, like clarity wasn't just overnight. I'm not like, oh, this is what I do. This is who I am. It's a 9-year journey, 9 years, right? From network marketing to that failing, to literally having no money, selling things to pay the bills, to then coaching network marketers. That was great. And then figuring out like, oh wait, I'm loving like this mompreneur, this female entrepreneur space. And then I started helping my friends doing this clarity work. And then I got distracted, like so many of you, right? I got distracted. I'm doing all the things. And this was like, so this was 6 years in, like, what am I doing? I knew I'm great at sales. I knew I'm great at leadership, good at public speaking, love sales and marketing, all of those things. Like, those are all great, but what do I do with that thing? And so I'm going all over the place. I was literally selling t-shirts on Amazon merch, Kathy, and I am not a graphic designer. And I was making $3 per shirt. You guys, this is not a lie. And I was looking on Indeed.com to go back to corporate. My friend says, sit down. I'm like, okay. She said, 4 months ago, you helped me get clarity on what I meant to do. We came up with this crazy brand that's empowering women who have gone through sexual trauma in their lives to this empowering brand where she helps women rewrite those truths about themselves and all of this stuff. And I helped her talk about what her brand pillars are. She launched a podcast. She did all these things, grew her Instagram to 30,000 people. And she's like, don't you see that's what you do? I'm like, oh, is that a thing? Like, that's actually a thing I can do, right? And that was 3 short years ago. But you guys, when it clicked, and I went all in. And what Kathy said earlier is true. I just started praying like, Lord, show me what to do with this. Show me what to do. Door open, clients open, started the show. The show blew up. Clients here, inspiration, motivation, doors opening. Everything started to work and click when I was in alignment. But it took 6 years to get there. But I wouldn't have gotten there if I didn't just try, if I didn't start somewhere with what I knew I was good at. Even though it wasn't the thing, it led up to here. It led up to now. It's the building blocks. Trial and error are the building blocks of clarity. So do what you think and don't focus on. Here's a huge tip here. You guys get so focused on, well, how does this make me money? Right? And I've been there too. I'm not pointing at any of you, but I was there like, well, if I'm going to just do like this clarity thing, like, well, how does that make me money? And we get so focused on that. If this mom doing the family fitness project is going, well, that doesn't make money. Here's the secret. Your thing is not about making money. Your thing is about making impact. It's about creating change in whatever it is you do, right? Like Steve Jobs, with Kathy's example, he didn't say, I'm going to create the most beautiful experience, the most beautiful phone, but what am I going to charge for it? He set out to create the experience for someone that was different, that was new, that was inspiring, that made a difference in their life. And because of that, we pay $1,000 for this and we sleep with it at night, right?
Can I just say something for clarity for anybody who's confused so you really hear this? So I say this all the time. I want you to make money. You're here to make money. And this is what I want to just connect the dots for you with what she's saying, because we're saying the same thing, but we're saying it a little bit differently, but I really want to hammer it home.
Yeah.
Seth Godin, who's my teacher, says business is radical empathy and you will make money when you solve a problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I also mentioned during the challenge is Dr. Martin Luther King said, not everybody can be famous, but everybody can be significant. Because everyone can be in service. And then Oprah took that and said, when you are in service, you will find significance. And when you are significant because of your service, success will not be able to stay away from you. It's going to come and smack you in the face. And so that's the thing. It's like, it's not about continuing to lead from the wrong question. The question is, we get paid because we solve a problem for someone else. We are in service. We make an impact. And when we make an impact with that empathy, you best believe you're going to get paid. Right. But what we do is we kind of dodge the whole process and like get out of the flow because we're asking questions like, what do I like and what makes money, as opposed to where am I needed? What problem do I solve? Right. Let me just go all in with that and then watch.
I love that. So when we come to this position here of our earlier example, right, with this family fitness project, let's ask ourselves that next question. So we're going to move down into number three, which is like, who do you serve? And how do you serve her? So here's how you know. With my thing, what should I talk about? What should I do? How do I show up? And this means whether you do a YouTube or a blog or a podcast, you need something that's long form content with your new thing that grows trust in your audience, right? So you can ask yourself, what is the number one problem that this mom has, or the group of problems that she is facing? And you write those problems down. So on the back of your paper, I want you to take all of this and say, who can I serve with this? Who is that person and what are their triggers? What are their hot points? What are they struggling with? So on our example here, well, this gal, like she's trying to help these moms who don't know how to eat clean. Their kids, she feels unhealthy because they're not eating clean. How do I get rid of toxins in my home? How do I infuse fitness into my family? All of these things. They don't know where to start. They're overwhelmed. They don't have time. So you're writing all this stuff down. What are all these issues? What are all these trigger points? And then you find the number one thing and you start there. When it comes to how do we make money with something, you go to the hottest, highest, most important problem and solve it. Solve their problem and do it for free. Okay? And when you do that and she gets a transformation and she gets something from you, you're now her favorite person. She's like, oh my gosh, I love this, right? I came on, I do coaching on my show. I listen to Steph. She did this clarity coaching. Now I have clarity. And now I trust Steph and whatever else. Or I came over here and they taught me how to create this clean eating experience for my kids, tricking them into eating healthy. I love it. I'm amazed. I'm so excited. You're my person. They're subscribed to your thing. They're watching all your stuff. And then as you guys grow and pour into your audience, even when it doesn't make sense, well, how am I making money here? And you just show up and you're serving and solving and you get an audience built up. And by audience, that could be 10 people, right? There's no number that makes you successful. You start polling them and asking and bring people up into the DMs, treat them like equals. What do you need? How do I serve you deeper? Where are you stuck? Market research is your best friend when you're trying to get clarity, right? I'm always in my group. You guys, what do you want to learn? What do you need from me? Where are you stuck? How can I serve you? They will tell you. And as you're hearing this feedback, that's how you guys can create an offer, whether it be a group coaching thing or a product. Some of you do brick and mortar. Some of you train or do fitness. You could have an ebook. You could have a course. Monetization is like the least of your problems. Okay. It's like,
I want to give them two examples. So one of the questions was like, well, how are you solving a problem if you do art? Mm-hmm. So let me be really clear what it means to solve a problem and give you a couple examples. Cause in Stephanie's case, you could be like, well, that solves a problem because it's about health, right? Let me just make this super clear. So Bobbi Brown, she was like the first super cool person I had on my podcast, I think early on, right? I love her stuff. My stepmom tells me back in the 80s, there were two casting offices for Star Search. There was LA and there was New York. And New York was all about the talent and LA was all about the looks. And she said, you know, it was kind of like Bobbi Brown and Mac. And I'm like, what? And she goes, you know, Bobbi Brown, like when she came out, like it was like real beauty and we wanted real talent. And I was like, whoa, what an example. Okay, fast forward, that's like years ago. And she like loves Bobbi Brown. What's the problem Bobbi Brown was solving? She was a makeup artist, and there were women who hated themselves, who thought that in order to be beautiful, they had to look different than they did. Yeah. They had to wear bright pink lipstick and blue eyeshadow. And she's living in 1985, like Karma Chameleon is on MTV. Everyone's got makeup everywhere, shoulder pads, feathered hair. And she's like, you look like clowns. You're gorgeous. In fact, when I had her on a podcast, she's like, speaking of your freckles, Kathy, I would never cover those freckles.
Oh, never.
Like, I would do everything I could to get you the most translucent makeup. I want to bring them out of you. I'm like, you're the first person who ever said that to me. Like, you know, so she was sitting there, you guys, bawling. She would go to the cover shoots for Vogue, for Glamour, like working on her, you know, standing on her feet 12 hours a day, making like day rates, like doing fine, like at the top of her game. But A, she wanted to be a mother and she couldn't travel if she wanted to like set her roots and whatever. And she hated the industry. She was like, has anyone thought of making colors that are the colors of your freaking face? Like just to accent them. She made this palette of lipsticks that were like lip colors. And she walked into Bergdorf. She had the courage to do it. And she was like, I have a lipstick. She was like a girl, like a short 5'2" girl. She's like, I have a lipstick. It's like a nude color. Like, I don't know. And the woman was like, what a cool problem to solve. Nobody does that here. We'll put you over here. We'll see how it does. Oh my God, Stephanie, because we're going to get to this next. That message, that message is rock solid. It's like, do you like who you are? Buy my makeup. Do you want to hate who you are? Go buy Chanel. Okay. And pay double for it. People were like, Bobby Brown. Then she wrote 9 books called Beauty from the Inside Out with pictures of women just raw.
Yeah.
And she's like, my best is if you don't need me. But my second best is you come to me instead of everyone else and you look like yourself. Boom. Stephanie, is that a good example?
Oh, that's such a good example. I love that so much.
And I love her.
Yeah, gosh, it's not about the thing that you're doing. It's about the why you're doing it, right? It's about get away from you, from us, from yourself, and get into the shoes of your avatar and really ask yourself, why do they need this? Like, what's happening in their life? Like, so for example, I could say, yeah, I'm a business coach. Like, that's what I do, right? I help people get clarity and start a podcast. Like, that's what I do. But when you're messaging with people and you're on a sales page or you're going live with people, how do you speak directly to their pain points, right? Like, I help you get unstuck so that you can be free to create the impact of what you were created to do. You can grow an audience organically, free, fun, from the comfort of your home. And because I talk to moms, I say braless and flawless with your mom bun from behind the microphone. Like, imagine building a business in the comfort of your own home with your kiddos right outside. Like, speak to why they want this so bad. Not the what, but the why they want something so bad. So this fitness girl that we talked about, and yes, that's a thing. And maybe we can give an example for art as well in a minute. But this fitness girl, instead of being like, oh, well, I offer fitness solutions for families. That's a tagline. That's what you do, right? But when you're messaging and you want to sell something, she's got to get inside this mom's heart, right? If you are so tired of being frustrated and confused over how to get your family to live more healthy and clean, if you're overwhelmed with the toxicity options and the products you're using and you don't know where to start and you feel overwhelmed, I'm simplifying that for you today. I want to walk you guys through every single thing you need to have a healthy, thriving family so that you can feel good as a mama. You don't have to do this alone, right? You're getting into the root and you're pulling the heartstrings of your avatar. As an artist, why do you create your art?
I have a good example for that too. Yeah. I had Jonathan Adler on my podcast who, if anybody knows, being in LA, everybody knows him because he has a store on Melrose and he's amazing. His work is gorgeous. So he's on my podcast and, you know, I say this to him. I'm like, some artists are like, is it worth me selling my art? Because am I really solving a problem? And he's like, girl, let me just tell you something. He's like, look, he's like, I'm gay. I'm super proud of who I am. And he goes, I looked around at the time and there was nothing fabulous in the stores. Like there was nothing. And he goes, I wanted to create that one piece that when you buy that piece, it's like you just invited the most sophisticated, fab human being to your party, but it's your couch. And it brings out a totally different side of a person because that couch is in the room.
Yeah.
Guys, what I'm trying to say is those are problems that you needed solved at one point. Like there was a time where like, I was looking for flowers the other day. I change them every week. And like, I'm looking for hydrangeas. There was a time I was looking to get things for this wall and I wanted something that was cute. I bought these like ceramic cherries because I don't know, they communicated like, I need something that's going to be behind me that's big, but it's cute, but it's out of the box. Like, that solved a problem for me. I'm saying, like, solving a problem isn't just, and by the way, he charges a ton for his stuff. He's like, you want fabulous, amazing? You're going to pay for this because it's one of a kind. It's like everybody is solving a problem. And if they're not, they're not going to be successful because marketing is not marketing. It's not vanity metrics. It's about, right. I know which problem I'm solving and I want to be the best in the world at it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could go on and on and on, but like, I have an example of solving a problem for food, solving a problem for nails, solving a problem for clothes, solving a problem for coaching, for classes, for fun. Like if you got all day, like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Like you can solve a problem. There's so much here. So now, Stephanie, let's go to where you were already heading. The messaging and all of that.
Yeah. So as you guys are thinking about what's my thing and you're really working on that and you're coming up with clarity around what you can do and what you can offer, then the next piece of that is, what do you do with that? What do you do with that? Especially when you're unsure. And what I say, you double down on audience creation and trust. I call it my trust tiers. And trust tier one is where we're headed. So once you have this clarity, the next thing you do is you just all in, take all those pain points you wrote down on the back of the paper, right? So if you're an artist and you write down all of these things, like they feel uninspired when they go in their office, or I want them to feel peace. I want them to feel happiness. I want them to have a signature piece on the back of their wall when they go live that makes them think of their vibrancy or whatever the your thing is. Like, what do you want to evoke with whatever it is that you create? You write those things down and then you go crazy on audience creation. And this looks different for people because some of you may have brick and mortars and some of you are online, but how can you get people to feel a certain way and to learn and to be inspired and to get that transformation by listening to you or watching you or reading your stuff, right? And if you own a store, okay, then by talking to you, by having that connection piece. And so what I recommend is you figure out what your vessel for the world. Is it writing? You need to start a blog and you need to just go there and start inspiring trust. That's in trust tier one. Because if we don't have trust, we will not have a sale, right? We can go cold market direct and sell something, but you're going to do it more authentically and you're going to have more fun if you show up for people in a deep capacity and you start touching them and allowing them to trust you. Or you're a speaker, do a podcast. Or you're a video person, or what you do needs video, like you're teaching yoga poses. Great, do a YouTube channel. And you start doubling down on that. And I recommend like 90 days all in, like audience creation, starting there and serving and solving. And we do once a week. Hey, show up once a week at a really high capacity and start to create your platform. In today's day and age, with all the online marketers that there are and all the people doing all the things, how can you just serve for a little bit? And this doesn't mean you can't monetize from day one, because you can. And I'll talk to you about that in a second. But having this thing, and when you're doing messaging for this thing, you've got your title, you've got your tagline, which is that, like, I have Mompreneur Mastermind Show. It's clarity coaching, podcasting, and passive income strategy. That's what it is. But in my messaging and the description of my show, on my website, it's like, I'm pouring into her. Like, oh my gosh, you're so tired of trying to build this audience online and spending money on ads and it's not converting. And you just want to do this easy. You want to do this comfortably from home. And you just want to do it authentically. You're so over all the fancy strategies and you're sick of the sales and you're sick of the get rich quick. You're tired of doing it this way. So I'm speaking to her heart in the messaging. Well, then when she comes and listens to the show, what happens? She gets a result. She learns something new. She laughs with me. The trust is there. Then from trust, we move to tier two. And tier two, you guys, is where you make money. So trust tier two. So trust tier one is all audience building and then funneling them into lists or groups, all of that. It's all the free, get them to become warm market through pouring into and serving. Trust tier two is when people spend money with you. And this is simply, what now do you offer them that goes from free to implementing? That's it. I can tell people how to have clarity. I can tell people how to start a show or how to run a business. But half of them, Kath, are like, that's fine. But like, will you do it with me? Will you hold my hand? What about the tech? Or what about the this? Or I can't seem to get there. I'm in my brain. That's implementation. So you guys create something that implements with people, and that's tier two. And those are the people that spend money with you. And you can do that from day one. Just know if you have one person in your audience, maybe have one sale, that'd be amazing. So you can start from day one. Just know as your audience grows, trust tier two grows and you make more and more because you're helping them get the result by holding their hand. And this can look like a million different things. This can be coaching. This can be courses. This can be masterminds. This can be a product. This can be a service. This can be art. It can be anything. It can be fitness coaching. Anything you do, they need implementation. And that's trust tier two. The only question I get here is, Steph, isn't this too much? I'm giving it all away. I'm showing up once a week and I'm just giving. I'm just going to give all of my knowledge away about, let's say, how to build a construction business. And I'm teaching other people to do that thing. No, you can't, because 50% of the people will love you and you will be a blessing and they'll go do it without you. But then the other 50% go, no, I need you. I want to work with you. I need that accountability. I need that coaching or that mentorship or that how-to. And you will make so much more profit when you give and serve and solve at the deepest capacity that you have in your heart. You cannot give too much away. That's my belief.
That is my belief as well. And that was all beautiful. I took lots of notes. I love it. Trust equals the sale. And it's the free to the implementing of it. And I did see some people saying, I started a blog. It didn't go anywhere. So here comes the tough love. Here comes the person you actually need me to be. I said the other day that like we can either make a million excuses or make $1 million. You guys, we have a smartphone with Wi-Fi and there are millions of people in the world who don't even have clean water. And there's only like one spot where you can even get Wi-Fi that's like 50 miles away from them. If you have a blog or a podcast and nobody's there, it's because if you build it, they won't come. You have to let them know that you built it.
Yeah.
And you have to get super, super excited. And here's the biggest thing. You have to have the courage to be visible. Mm. And Stephanie said about three times, she said, stop hiding. Stop hiding behind social media. Stop hiding behind your phone. We want, and we're afraid of what we want. We build a podcast, but we don't really want people to know about it because we're not sure it's really good. We write a blog, but we really don't want everybody to read it because like it's really not ready. But if you share your heart and you know, like, you know, like, you know, that like, even if it's messy, this is like the thing you're supposed to do right now. You feel called to do it and you trust God, you trust yourself, you trust your higher intelligence, whatever you want to call it. Then you get on that live and you go, I wrote a blog. I want you to read it. How are you? And what do you need? And I'm here. And then you come back the next day and you go, oh my God, my kid is taking a poop and I'm in a public bathroom and I only have 5 minutes, but I'm here live to tell you, I started a podcast. Can you listen to it? Because I think it's for you. And by the way, DM me and how are you? And did you tell your sister? And what do you need? And let me poll you and let me poll you again. And by the way, there is a thing called like a pre-party, the tailgate, right? Before the game, you heard the game was coming, right? Before the Super Bowl, have you seen a few ads? They don't just like show up on the field and go, no one came. No, they're running ads for months, right? And they're like, I mean, I know with COVID, it's going to be crazy. People are still going to try to get into that stadium, right? Because it's like Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, right? You see that one Apple commercial that's like all white screen with that one thing in the back and you're like, ooh, they're putting out a new product. What is it?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And they start to build awareness and build trust. And you know what they're doing? They're asking you to take little surveys and they're putting things in front of you to see how you respond on the shelves. And they're starting to tiptoe around things and they're starting to show up in social media and do partnerships with other brands and ask you questions and come up next to you. You're going to have to build trust and excitement. And so you're going to start to talk to people about what this is about and ask them what they need. And then be like, oh my God, I just wrote a blog post about that topic. Not about like a topic, but like Stephanie said, the most important topic to you. I'm going all in on that for 30 days. For 30 days, I'm writing just about that. Point is, you guys, it is about them and what they want and what they need. And so there are no excuses.
We all had zero people reading our stuff, watching our things, listening to our blogs, except for my mom. She was always my number one fan, right? She'd be like, oh my God, I'm listening to your show right now. And I'm like, please don't. This is awful. But, you know, you always have your one person. Here's the thing. It will always work. If you work, what you put your heart on and your focus on will grow and flourish. There's no two ways about it. And when you're in alignment with what that thing is and what it should be, and then you show up so fiercely for it, Even if you're awkward and weird and you think nobody's watching the lives, they watch the replay. I put a sticky note on my live number. I just go boop, because sometimes there's two and sometimes there's 100, and I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm going to show up at the same level whether there's two or whether there's 2,000 or whether there's 2 million. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to bring my all. And you guys need to bring your all to your thing, even though. And when you start doing that, people will talk about you and it will organically grow. When you get one person a transformation, they'll tell five. It's just the way it works. So if you didn't get a result yet, you didn't do it long enough, or you didn't show up and promote it. You didn't even try. Or you talked yourself into the fact that it was a failure before you push through the brick wall, right? There's not going to be a huge success story until you fail. It's part of it. You're not going to feel successful when you start something new. You're going to feel like it's a flop. You're going to feel like it's just a hot mess. But when you keep going, it will eventually explode. And growth, it compounds, right? When you look at Kathy and my podcast, it wasn't like this. It wasn't like perfect. It was like this. It was like, whoa, right? Because growth compounds. And you just have to stay with it and know that if this is what you're meant to do, you will do it until, I do not care if it takes you a decade to have the success that you're looking for, it will be worth it.
I mean, I always say, like, God willing, the time's going to pass anyway, right? Like, God willing, we're all going to be here till 160 and we'll be laughing. But the point is, like, the time's going to pass, right? So you may as well. And she's right. The success compounds. It took us a year to hit 1 million downloads. And then now it's been 3.5 years and we're at almost 20 million.
Insanity.
So it's not the same. And in Seth Godin's book, he talks about how, like, the rewards are disproportionate for being at the top. Meaning, like, the top, he was in his book, he was talking about, like, the top 10 flavors of ice cream in the US, right? And the top number one is vanilla. And number 10 is praline, pecan praline or something like that. But it's not that they're each like an equal part of that top 10. It's like vanilla's like 90%. And then the rest are like sharing the last 10. The point is, it's the stupidest thing to decide that you're going to start and know that you're going to stop when it gets hard.
Yeah.
Then that's a waste of time. What you're going to do instead is you're going to anticipate that doing anything worth doing means you're going to be the best in the world at that. And when I say the world, in your world, like, most people in the world, if you round it up to the nearest million, still have no clue who I am. That's not what I mean. But in the world that I'm in the world of, are you a creative human with a big heart who wants to leave your day job and go do something you love? I want to be the best at that particular thing, right? If you are selling gluten-free donuts in New Mexico, it's like, can you be the best at selling gluten-free donuts in that world? Then you're the best in your world. That's your job. Or else don't even start it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to just frustrate the heck out of you. It's just going to be painful and a waste of time, right? Yep. But you got this. You got this, because you could be resourceful about it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we have packed so much in, but really, for those of you that are just sitting in that space of like, what is my thing still? I want you to go back to the three P's. I want you to really just open up your heart to what your thing could be. And then I want you to start with what you think it is. And you can start with title, tagline, so promise, and then the messaging playing into the triggers of your person. Brain dump all of the triggers on a piece of paper. Like, in 30 minutes, you can have 30 things to talk about on your platform, on your blog, your thing, your whatever. Start there. Just start there. You don't have to quit the job to build this in the background. You know, you don't jump off the bridge unless there's water under it. So you don't have to freak out about how does this make me money tomorrow. Just start there. Just start. Just do one thing. And it doesn't need to be perfect. It shouldn't be perfect. Perfect is a lie anyway. It should be just messy and fun and you, and you don't have to do it like anyone else. That's the other big takeaway I want to leave you guys with. When you show up for your thing, don't look at how Kathy's doing hers. Don't look at how Stephanie's doing mine. Don't show up in your own way. I'm often producing, I'm not consuming, because I just want to be so me that there's no one else like me. There's no other voice saying what I'm saying. So you have permission to just fully embody whoever you are in the way that you show up and do it messy and do it weird. And you don't have to have tech. You know, all the things you guys are focused on. Well, I need my website before I show up. No, you don't. You know, oh, I need to have all of the back end. I need to have a bank account. Listen, you don't need a bank account to start the blog. Like, just do the things, you guys. Get rid of the overwhelm and begin. Begin here. Begin now. You're ready. You're enough. You can. And we're so excited for you.
So awesome. My friend said the other day, she's like, that's like Stephen King being like, I can't write. I need the right pen. I'm gonna wait for it. Just write it down, you know? Anyway, he doesn't wait for the right pen. That's the point.
No, he does not. Does it?
That was so great. I love you. I love spending time with you. Such a blast. And you just so pour into everyone. You are so generous. And may everything you give just come back to you times 10x. And you're just the best. So thank you.
You're so welcome. Love you so much.
Love you. Talk to you soon.
That was so much fun. I love Stephanie. If you want to follow her and soak up her energy and all the tools she has to offer, her Instagram is at Stephanie Gass, and we're going to have links to all of it in the show notes. But here first are the takeaways. Number one, every single one of you was born with a spiritual gift, this thing inside of you that is so simple for you that sometimes you might miss it. Number two, you will fail before you flourish. You'll question if you're qualified, but it's your assignment here and your responsibility to do it. Number three, be open to the evolution of your thing. It can pivot and change over time, but you have to start here. Number four, pause, pray, and pull the people who know you best. See what comes through. Number five, making money starts with going to the hottest, highest, most important problem of your audience and solving it for free. When you bring them a transformation, you become their favorite person and you build their trust. Number six, don't speak to the what, but the why. Tell them the reason that they want it so badly. And number seven, you can't give too much away. You're going to make so much profit when you give and you serve and you solve at the deepest capacity you have in your heart. All right, now I want to share a couple wins from our amazing students. So Lindsay said, I came up with my first draft of service offerings. Getting to that process was really, really tough, but I'm so excited about what I came up with. I also posted on Instagram that I was doing $20 20-minute tarot readings for friends and family, and I booked five. I did the first two yesterday, and they went brilliantly. Lindsay, that is incredible, and I'm so happy for you. Way to push through that resistance and create the messy beta version. I know that this can be really tough, but the clarity always comes through the action. This is going to create so much momentum for you and bring such magical opportunities. Keep following that whisper and trusting the process. Everyone go give Lindsay some love. Her Instagram is at LDK loves you. All right, here's the next win. Taylor said, I failed with several things, but was able to positively pivot to committing to offering my recipe box coming soon for everyone to order. Taylor, that's amazing. And it takes so much courage to pull yourself back up and gather your resilience to keep moving forward, especially when things don't work out the first time the way you want them. And instead of looking at the failures and the final destination, you decided to pivot and look where it's taking you. I'm so excited to hear more about these recipe boxes, so please keep us posted. If you guys want to follow Taylor and see what these recipe boxes are all about, you can get in touch with her on Instagram, and her handle is @_thehiddenvegetable. Guys, I really can't thank you enough for being here. I fully know that you have a million things you could be doing, and you're here, and it means the world to me. It's very generous that you spend your time here, and I'm going to keep showing up for you in the biggest ways that I can. Seth Godin is coming back. We have Matthew McConaughey coming on soon. So many good episodes. So please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, because it is free to subscribe, and there's so much good stuff coming up. Seriously, I don't want you to miss it. And finally, did this episode today inspire you? Did it help? Did it give you some click, some clarity? If any piece of this you felt was valuable, is there one person you can think of who needs this? Can you think of one person? If you can, go ahead and email them the link to this, or text them, or post about it on your Instagram and tag the person who needs to hear it, and tag me, and I'll repost it. I love you guys. And if you want to join me for the Arrive community, this is an amazing membership. It can be month to month. You guys can join it. You can leave whenever you want, but we do have amazing guest expert sessions like this. And then the experts get to talk to our community members directly. It's very, very cool. Plus I do some coaching in there every month. We do some digital workbooks. We give everybody an assignment. We work together towards a goal. It's pretty cool. You can go to kathyheller.com/arrive community. I'd love to see you in there. Made to Do This, which is my signature program, does not open again until 2021. So this might be a great way for you to dip your toe in and get some amazing support. I'll leave you with a song, and I'll talk to you Monday.
so